Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Fareed here, and we're going to talk about heart disease. Now, because I don't necessarily get good callers, because I think they're afraid of Dr. Deagle, would you say there's a reason for that? No, there isn't really. I don't bite, and if I do, I have a radio distemper shot. I want you to understand when, and by the way, this is an open, not just for the listener and customer, client, customer, patients. It's all for us, for all the doctors out there. One of the things I've learned is the pathway to wisdom is made by those who assume they know nothing and ask better questions. The most important thing in the world is not to assume you know things or you have things cased, but to assume you don't. And ask questions to see if you have any cognitive dissonance deep in the bowels of your brain. Now, most people play with what I call their mental blocks. Now, I'll give you an example of heart disease. The usual doctors, this is the paradigm they go by, it's bad lipids. It's just your damn cholesterol. If you just change your diet, you wouldn't have that heart disease there, buddy. Now, that's a pile of crap. I took Eskimos with Dr. Muscovitz, who's a PhD biochemist and cardiologist back 41 years ago, and drew their bloods. Now, what does cause heart disease, and I'll tell you what does cause it, is infected biofilm in the inside of your artery walls. And you usually have nanobacteria, which also grow around your gums and teeth. You get viruses like cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus. You may even have fungi there, but you got stealth pathogens growing in your artery wall. Usually it's a big pathogen soup. You may have heavy metals accumulating there in the artery wall as well. Homocysteine that burns the methylation pathways of the endothelia so the cells die, your endothelial cells. And when you oxidize fatty acids and cholesterol, you get 9-norinyl hydroxycholesterol, and you get T-bars or oxidized fatty acids. The little cells called macrophage, which means big eater, they're like taking somebody like Jethro Bodine from the hillbillies. And Jethro, sit down. I'm going to eat the whole pot, Granny. Well, they eat the whole pot of bad fatty acids, and they go, oops, Granny, I got a bad tummy ache, and poor old Jethro dies. Now, when he dies, he forms a thing called a foam cell. So you got to understand, if you think your doctor knows what causes heart disease, you're living on the wrong planet. They're so clueless and dangerous with the use of drugs like cholesterol-lowering drugs. Now, if you take Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor, just like Dr. Graveline, who was on the show about 6 years ago, he was a NASA doctor, and his doctor convinced him, damn it, your cholesterol is so high, you're going to have a heart attack, boy. And he got scared out of his common sense to realize that the doctors are, by and large, drug salesmen, knuckleheads, know no biochemistry, intermediate metabolism, toxicology, epigenetics. They basically are clueless, okay? And when he started taking the drugs within 3 to 4 months, he couldn't recognize his wife because he was getting patchy dysmyelination of his brain because 2/3 of the dry weight of your brain is made of cholesterol.
Cholesterol.
All of your hormones are made of cholesterol through LDL cholesterol. So if you don't have enough low-density cholesterol, which you say is a bad guy, if you don't have enough LDL, you can't make sex hormones or adrenal hormones. Isn't that interesting? Now, these morons literally are chemically castrating and demyelinating your brain and think it's good for you. Duh. it's obscene to me. Now, I added magnesium to the ACLS protocol 41 years ago when I was a resident at the Calgary General Hospital. I was one of the main doctors in the world to add magnesium. And if you ask questions, you find out, hey, how come all these people aren't responding to my cardiac resuscitation? I went back in the research at the dog lab at Texas A&M back in the early 1970s, and they discovered when they ligated the arteries, there was magnesium depletion in the heart. Well, if you're going to stop heart disease, you need to do a bunch of things. So let's go through each component. I'm going to expand on it just a little more because the first component is Vitaxin from the right part of the plant. And Vitaxin is a cardiotonic like digoxin. It helps your mitochondria work in your heart and your blood vessel walls, which pump three-quarters of your blood. So let's go through the seven synergistic molecules.
Yeah. And so the Vitaxin is actually a conduit of the hawthorn plant.
And, right, but it's from, the right European hawthorn, though, and it's from the right part of the plant rather than the berry, right?
Yep.
Yeah, leaf and flower.
Leaf and flower.
This is a mitochondrial stimulant. So it stimulates the mitochondria, which make up two-thirds of the dry weight of your heart. It's just mitochondria. You know, your heart is just a big pulsing pile of mitochondria. Each cardiomyocyte has 500,000 to 3 million mitochondria in it. Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next.
Which is why you need so much energy.
That's all it is. It's energy. Okay, next component.
Next component is the aged garlic extract.
Now, garlic is not just going to kill off the nanobacteria. It's also going to kill off things like cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, growing your artery wall. It's also an ACE inhibitor. So your kidneys, when they perceive that there's not enough perfusion, they send out angiotensin-converting enzyme. That's why things like our lumen photon will help lower it, putting over your kidneys. But our cardiovascular will lower your angiotensin-converting enzyme activity because your kidneys, they perceive that they're getting not perfused enough. They'll put up this molecule, this enzyme, that'll actually make your heart work like crazy and pump harder than it should, causing hypertension. Next component.
So then we have the cayenne.
Nitric oxide. Again, you have a three-gas system in your arteries. And I have test strips, by the way. I think I may get them and put them up on the site. One that I like are called a human N, H-U-M-A-N, with a little raised N by it. And you take a drop of your saliva. You don't put it on your tongue. You take a drop of saliva from your tongue, and you put it on this test strip. And if it turns kind of like a purpley magenta, it means you got enough nitric oxide. Now, when you take the cardiovascular, you increase nitric oxide production. You can add to that things like Supernox and beet VO2 max powder, which I take every day. In fact, I have a jug here with it. It's got lots of cardiovasc in there. It's got beet VO2 max powder, and it's got some other things that I'm working on. So another formula. But I want people to understand that cardiovasc will increase your nitric oxide because of that component. Next one.
Mm-hmm. So then we have the bilberry.
Most smallest dialyzable antioxidant other than hydrogen. Hydrogen is the smallest of all. And so it can penetrate through deep tissues, your arteries, brain, liver, kidneys, whatever, and neutralize free radicals. Next component.
We have the ginkgo.
And ginkgo is going to reduce blood viscosity and improve microperfusion. So in other words, if you perfuse your brain better, all of a sudden, hey, I can remember my grocery list and my grandkids' names. You basically are improving what we call a microperfusion of deep organs that don't have necessarily a great blood supply or even parts of your heart. For example, a lot of people don't realize if you get a very slow onset heart disease, you may have a normal CT scan of your heart because your blood vessels actually get collateral blood flow. The best way to get it back, actually, to improve flow is to do a counterpulsation, what's called external counterpulsation therapy, where you put bladders over your legs and your abdomen and it pulsates in between heartbeats. And then we give you peptides to help regenerate your heart, which is like a stem cell transplant stimulant. And your heart will grow all kinds of new blood vessels in a matter of 60 to 10 weeks. So the fact is that you have to have these factors present so you can get collateral blood flow and you get perfusion deep into all the tissues so you don't damage heart muscle. And also you can perfuse your peripheral tissues because the key, Chris Life, as you said before, which is the German term, being perfusion is king. In China, they have all kinds of perfusion machines. If you go to the Chinese herbalist doctor, they get all kinds of fancy machines for measuring perfusion. They don't just measure your blood pressure. They want to see how well you're perfusing your organs. Next component?
Yeah. So then we have the minoxidil.
You've got to stimulate what's called detoxification. Most people don't realize our environment's full of toxic chemicals that damage your artery walls. If you don't detox them and conjugate them and get them out of the body, and that's why also it's important to make sure you have healthy probiotic bacteria, because if you have deconjugating bacteria in your lower bowel, the toxins you're taking out so it doesn't damage your artery walls are going to be re-released by your lower bowel from these dysbiotic bacteria.
Yeah. Right?
No.
The answer to being in control.
Attention all shoppers, let's continue our list. We've talked about all this.
Yeah, so the only component we have not talked about is the valerian root.
Which is necessary to calm your nervous system down and stimulate parasympathetic activity, reduces stress hormones and free radicals in the blood.
Yeah.
Now, if your doctor thinks that hypertension is caused by just stress hormones, yeah, most people that have hypertension are basically pre-diabetic. They have elevated blood insulin, elevated cortisol and stress hormones, elevated norepinephrine and dopamine levels, elevated free radicals and their cytokine levels in their blood with ferritas labs or abnormal IL-17, TNF-alpha, etc. And blood viscosity is high, which is why when you take, for example, cardiovascular, you can reduce blood viscosity with the nutrients present there as well. So it does a little bit of everything that's necessary to make your heart and your blood vessels healthier and happier. And I take a ton of cardiovascular. I take 3 capsules in the morning, 3 again in the afternoon, and I drink it all day long, like 60 drops. So my body's saying, Deagle, you're killing me with this cardiovascular. I feel so healthy. Well, why are you sitting there doing radio? You need to be going doing exercise. Go get out. And you know, the people, if you have any health problem at all, as I say, most people are hypothyroid and diabetic or pre-diabetic with elevated insulin and have hypertension or heart disease. It doesn't happen out of the blue and nothing. There's underlying metabolic abnormalities present. And so when you start taking cardiovascular, you counter a lot of those metabolic abnormalities that are going to cause you to get, you know, what I call premature faceplant syndrome, which is sudden and irreversible death.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, faceplant syndrome hits males about 5 to 10 years earlier than females, but it's only 1/3 of males, but it's more than 55% of females. Their first symptom of heart disease is terminal faceplant syndrome. In other words, you ain't coming back. If you have an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, sorry, sister, it's the last time. You're going to go and you're having an appointment to see Jesus, Muhammad, Zoroaster, whatever your faith is, but you're going there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, that's how it works.
Now, I get you sound much more philosophical now that you have a son. And I'm missing his kudos because in the background he's making all kinds of baby sounds. It says, he really knows Dad's selling good stuff. This is good stuff, the cardiovascular. I mean, if you look at heart disease kills more people than all the next 5 to 6 major causes of death. That's a big deal. Stroke, heart attack, embolism. You know, boy, vascular disease is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, especially in North America.
Yeah, of course, because we're eating junk. Yeah. We're eating mineral-depleted soils, genetically modified food. By the way, genetically modified food falls into 2 classes. The first class is those that generate pesticides, so they scare the hell out of or kill insects. And the second class is herbicide resistant, so they have herbicides all through them, but it won't kill them because they're genetically modified to tolerate the herbicides. Mm. Either one is really bad for your genetics and your ability to grow healthy tissue. So if you wonder why Americans are getting sick, it's because we have a sick and corrupt health care system, food acquisition system, and dead soil. No wonder every civilization dies when their soil dies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
And we in America, in Canada, South America, which is mainly Brazil and Venezuela, have the most GMO foods, but every country has some. The ones that are least GMO are Russia. China's trying to actually block GMO getting in there because they know it's toxic. But a lot of countries, are, including South America, are using tons of GMO. And, you know, genetically modified means you're going to become a GMP, a genetically modified person, if you eat it. The same way we look at heart disease. I mean, if you're drinking toxic water with fluoride, chloride, or bromide, if you're eating toxic food that's mineral depleted in magnesium and the elements, if it's pro-inflammatory, in pro-inflammatory fatty acids rather than, say, Omega Supreme Pro, as I say, there's a lot of other nutraceuticals you need to take with the cardiovascular, like Gamma A+, Cell Detox Glutathione, Ultrathione B1, and Omega Supreme Pro. And you want to make sure you're taking magnesium glycinate, which is going to help keep your counter the effect of calcium that causes unopposed contraction and spasm of your blood vessels as well as your cardiac conduction system. But when you actually look at the number of people who develop heart disease, this doesn't happen in a vacuum. I mean, the typical screening tests that doctors use are pretty, they have a pretty low threshold of finding stuff. You can go through a plain EKG and only 14% of the time you're going to pick up heart disease. You can do blood tests and say, hey, your smack panel looks good. You walk out and you can faceplant right outside the doctor's office in the street. Right? People say, my friend went into his doctor and gave him a clean bill of health, and 2 weeks later we had his funeral. I mean, it's the facts, isn't it? It's an ugly fact. As I say, well, what can you expect when your doctor really is just a white-coated drug salesman? Right?
Yeah.
And the board of the drug company basically says, hey, you know what? You only killed 68,000 people this year or caused major morbidity for another 500,000. But that's okay. Our quarterly profits are pretty damn good. Okay, let's close up this meeting and go for cocktails. Right? Mm. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're so sarcastic.
Really.
Yeah, you're so sarcastic, Deagle. When are you going to smarten up? Never. Are you kidding? Smartening up means I'm going to go kiss your butt and tell you nice things so you like me. When I want to save your butt from stupid medicine, stupid toxic polypharmacy, and give you alternatives that are natural, they're actually going to heal you. So you got a blocked artery. For example, let's say I just had a doctor recently, did a menopausia scan 2 years ago, told him he had to do stuff, and he obviously didn't do it. Now, the last scan I did on him, he actually showed he had blocked arteries that were real bad, so a week ago, he went and did a cardiac cath in Florida, and one artery was 100% blocked, the other one was 80%. Now, of course, he wasn't getting chest pain, except when he really, really hooked it, which means he's got collateral blood flow because it came on slowly over, say, 10 years. And he's got relatives, his father, heart attack at 41, his sister, bypassed before she's 52. What he needs to do is get extracorporeal counterpulsation therapy and get on cardiovascular and start healing his artery walls. So that we can clean and flush that stuff out with IV chelation and what's called whole blood exchange system using ozone and flush all that garbage out of his arteries. But he needs to be on cardiovascular. And that was at the top of the list I gave this doctor, and he's better than we'll take it. Or as I say, he's going to have it. I'm going to be, he got me a proxy secretary for Jesus. And I'm going to say, did you know that next Tuesday at 4:18 a.m. you have an appointment with Jesus? No, I didn't know that. Yes, you're going to wake up with crushing chest pain, you're going to start screaming and coughing, and you're just going to drop dead before you get to the bathroom because you feel like you got to go have a leak. No, don't tell me that, Dr. Deagle. I said, well, then you better listen. I tell him all the time, I said, now that you got all my advice, those who don't listen, their end is grisly, isn't it? And that means don't get knockoff products that you think are just as good as cardiovascular. Don't go off thinking I'm going to get a fatty acid better than our Omega Supreme Pro with some monoglyceride. Don't think you're going to get a CoQ10 that's better than ours because we have the only non-crystallizing one in the world. Don't think, in other words, that you can second-guess Dr. Deagle and get something better, cheaper, faster, stronger, or wiser, you're going to commit what I call narcissistic medical suicide. How's that? Ha ha. We have Tony, and we're talking. He's the chemist that makes our Neutrodyne for us with our gentleman, our NASA contract engineer. I got some testimonials, interesting new ones. One of our gentlemen, Vince, who will be back on the show, he'll be coming in on Friday instead of Thursday this week, Vince Finelli. He's had a very good testimonial that taking an inhalation of Neutrodyne in normal saline through an Omron or a Sunny Pulse Elite dramatically cleared up his bronchitis. We have people that have used it for stopping topical infections like chronic psoriasis and others. We have people that have got chronic Lyme disease, hepatitis B or C, even the AIDS virus, see their viral load drop to zero. And I just talked to a health professional recently, Gerald, who is a young gentleman who is picking up information pretty quickly. Unfortunately, in the past, he's been using chlorine dioxide, which tastes like hell, awful tasting, to try to see if you can take care of Lyme disease or hepatitis. But in fact, Neutrodyne is pretty pleasant. You can put it in juice, like orange juice, whatever, and drink it 15 to 20 drops 3 times a day. If you're doing inhalation, you can put it in normal saline and inhale it to kill off, you know, chronic nasty bacteria in your lungs or chronic bronchitis. It's the most powerful of all the three antipathogenics, and there's three reasons. Number one, it's a universal antipathogenic. It stimulates and makes new mitochondria, and it changes the redox state of tissues dramatically. So because it's a monatomic state, it also displaces halides, fluoride, chloride, and bromide, which other iodines they call nascent doesn't. So it's very unique, very powerful, and very popular. In fact, it's our number one most popular nutraceutical is Neutriodine. So, any questions, Tony?
Yeah, so a lot of things that I've been, you know, being asked is, why is alcohol-based iodine product better than a glycerin-based product?
Because it keeps it, it's more easily, keeps it in the monatomic state.
The key, not doing that?
Yeah, it's a better job of suspending the molecules so the electrons stay in higher orbitals, because it's put through a very powerful Tesla field, which is a mega Tesla field. And what it does is shatter the double bonds of lower energy diatomic iodine and puts it in a higher energy nascent state, which is a what's called a plasma state. That plasma state is not like any other supplement or any other iodine. The plasma state is a monatomic state with high energy orbital electrons. So it doesn't have to be all the molecules, but there's enough. It has a completely different signature. It can displace fluoride, chloride, and bromide, so it's very unique, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And so with that said, that with alcohol base being the better one, can someone overtake Neutrodyne?
No, there's only if you're only taking drops, you're not going to get enough alcohol. The average person, just because you eat carbohydrates, generates 2 to 3 ounces of alcohol in your gut every day. You know, you've never had an ounce of alcohol in your life. So the idea that a tiny amount in one drop. Remember, we're talking about drops, not gallons. So the amount of alcohol is ridiculous. Your GI tract is constantly generating alcohol all day long.
I see. So, okay, now speaking in terms of the iodine, can one take too much of the Neutrodyne? Or did you?
Well, I'm sure it is, but, you know, I had one situation about 2 years ago where a little child got a whole bottle and decided, hey, this life tastes good, and they drank the whole damn thing, a couple ounces. And then nothing happened. I don't think they even got diarrhea afterward to clear up their body. But let me tell you, if there are any unsuspecting viruses, bacteria, or fungi anywhere in this child's body, they were running for the hills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet so.
Oh, yeah. If there's any bugs anywhere. Now, remember, everybody's laced with all kinds of bugs, you know. The bugs are going to digest and turn you into slime when you get in your grave. are already inside your body waiting to chew and eat you without teeth.
Wow. Okay, and so there, so this leads to another question. There is this thing in pre-workout called Hyperzine. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of it. Go ahead, tell me. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it helps you focus. It helps your brain, like, focus on things. And I'm wondering, would, you know, supplementing with Nutridyne, would that affect anything that helps, you know, does it react with anything else?
Well, it doesn't react negatively. It's going to increase the redox, the electron density of your cytochrome, so you're going to have higher activity of your astrocytes in your brain. You're going to have better muscular activity. You're going to have tissues become more alkaline rather than acid, and that counteracts it and activates oxidative phosphorylation to create ATP and NADH. So you restore energy status like you're a younger animal. So it does all the good things.
So if someone is, like, you know, into working out and fitness, is actually supplementing with Nutridyne before you exercise a good routine to get into?
Yeah, it's a good idea. I tell people to take Nutridyne. I put it in my drink. At least if you're not infection, but if you have an infection, about 15 drops three times a day. If you don't, 5 drops is usually enough, or 10 drops twice a day, and that's if you're hypothyroid. The vast majority of the adult population are hypothyroid. I would say if you get over age 40, probably at least half of the people are significantly or moderately hypothyroid. Anybody who's got hypertension, anybody who's obese, anybody who's diabetic, they're all hypothyroid. And the best way to identify that is the core body temperature is low, your reverse T3 levels, which is reverse thyroid hormone that blocks thyroid activity, is high. So don't go on the basis of just your free T4 and free T3 and your TSH. If your reverse T3 is high and your core body temperature is low, you're hypothyroid. And the doctor's going to miss it clinically, and they're going to mistreat you by not giving you the right therapy, which is to give you a glandular to improve the ability to deiodinate iodine in the 5' position.
Mm-hmm. And Nutridyne is very powerful. I've actually given the formula to one of my friends, and she's since then been able to come off of her anxiety medication. And she's working on lowering her dosage of her Synthroid and her blood.
Well, yeah, a lot of people, their gland will grow back over 6 months to a year to a year and a half. We've had, I would say, 85 to 95% of people within starting Nutridyne alone, even if they've been chronically hypothyroid, they have to drop their dosage within 6 months. And most people within 6 to 9 months are off their thyroid medication because their gland is regenerated just by taking Nutridyne. So we've had a lot of people say, hey, I don't want to take all this crap. I just want to take Nutridyne. And they take it, and guess what? They retest that their core body temperature is normal, which means they're not hypothyroid, and they retest their blood lead tests are normal after 6 months. So we have a lot of people that regenerate their gland without having to do any special things. Pretty neat, eh?
Oh, yeah. And so could taking, you know, iodine, because she was taking 10 drops three times a day, so 30 drops total, and she was,
that's,
you know, a higher dosage of
Synthroid. That's not going to hurt. Synthroid is synthetic. It's useless. It's a pre-hormone, not a hormone. So your body is 4,000 as powerful as T3, locking the receptor of the crystal galli to cause oxidative phosphorylation. So you got to understand that Synthroid or levothyroxine is completely useless. And you should have a glandular, which is our mitothyroid, that has thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus support.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so another question that I've been curious about is, I know that Nutridyne, it gives you energy, you know, throughout the day and whatnot. And so someone was asking me that they read that if you take your supplements before you go to bed, then you can better absorb, you know, the supplements that you're taking, and was curious if they can do that with Nutridyne.
I would tend to not take Nutridyne too late in the day because it's going to energize you. You'll be like the Energizer Bunny. And your feet will be going while you're laying in bed, you know, like you're walking up a wall. So I tell people, take your supplements by the supper time or just before supper. If you start taking a lot of supplements, you're going to get like, your body's going to be ready to go. Even if you say, hey, I want to go to sleep, and your body says, no. You've got enough energy. You've got at least another 6 hours of sports, activity, exercise, whatever the heck you want to do left in you, you know. And they say, that would be like 2 in the morning. And you're arguing with your body because your adrenal hormones, your fight or flight hormones are all ready to go and do stuff. So don't do that. Don't take your supplements too late. It'll make your sleep bad, and the next day you'll be like yawning and, hey, where's the coffee? Right?
Yeah.
Amazing, eh? Back in a moment with our next segment, and firing line is coming up. Michelle will be here early. Get your questions in for next week. They're all answered this week. It should be fun. And Tony, so Neutrodyne has amazing properties. The three main ones are, number one, it kills all pathogens. Number two, it resurrects and creates new mitochondria. And number three, it detoxifies more electrophilic halide, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, which are everywhere. So pretty neat. When I told this to this health professional, George, he was pretty excited. I mean, Gerald, he was pretty excited. He thought, wow, this is good stuff. So we have specials. In fact, if you buy 24, we give you 6 of those 24 free. And we give you free shipping as well. So you can't beat it. And I tell people, you know, we have lots of nutraceuticals here. If you're a health professional out there, top up on our stuff because we have the best in the world. We have the only CoQ10 that doesn't crystallize. We've got the only long-acting alpha-lipoic acid, Nutritrala. We've got many nutraceuticals that I've designed, like NutriDefense, that are unique. The most powerful antioxidant in the world, anhydrous polyphenol, blocks the receptor binding domain for viruses, builds your natural killer cells. We're going to be launching here in the next few weeks our Red Deer Velvet DR. We have some atomic minerals that are going to be put in a liposomal enzymatic envelope. Those are launching. We have MP3 frequencies for the atomic resonance of amino acids and minerals that can actually open up your DNA and ion channels to transcribe your DNA to turn on your genes that have been silenced. So we have a lot of unique things that nobody else in the world has. And one of those is this amazing Neutrodyne. So, you know, and also see, we can show you how to paint with the colors of these nutraceuticals. Like when I told our gentleman, Vince Vinelli, who's had a chronic problem, to use an inhalation with the Neutrodyne and normal saline for his lungs, he was absolutely amazed. He saw all kinds of other doctors. They were completely and utterly, blitheringly useless until we gave him his full protocol, and he's doing fantastic now. He called me today to say how happy he was. So, yeah, any questions you have, Tony? Go ahead.
So I've been wondering, can nascent iodine actually induce hyperthyroidism?
No.
You know?
First thing, it's not the term nascent. A lot of other companies use the term nascent, which means they think it's clean. All the other so-called nascent iodines are basically just diatomic. Some of them actually, unfortunately, are not really clean. They actually have heavy metals in them because of the way they mine them. Mm-hmm. Ours, first, if we use a reagent-grade form of iodine that's put through a Tesla field, and you know that the process itself is a little dangerous. If you don't do it properly, you get exposed to not only electropollution, the dang thing can explode, right?
Oh, yeah. And I just wanted to include that we do hold the only patent-approved process for that. You know, that process of converting it to atomic iodine.
Yeah, I've actually seen the, I think your patent and your updated patent too, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm very pleased.
So going back to the hyperthyroidism, so if it corrects hypothyroidism, an underfunctioning thyroid, and you're taking too much to correct that underfunctioning thyroid, that can't potentially induce hyperthyroidism?
No. What happens is your body will just flush the excess. Primarily, it's going to flush the other halides of your body. Hyperthyroidism occurs when you get autonomous thyroid nodules, or you get an antithyroid antibody and the gland gets attacked. And as it's being attacked, it's dumping hormone because the gland is being destroyed. And that's usually a temporary process where you go from hyperthyrotoxicosis to hypothyroidism, and eventually you need a thyroid dependency forever. So when people think, well, I've been taking iodine, well, if you take other forms of iodine, for example, so-called nascent or just iodorol or, you know, Lugol's iodine, you can actually shut your thyroid off because the excess, so diatomic iodine will do the opposite. It actually will cause hypothyroidism by toxically exposing you to diatomic iodine, which will shut down the 5' deiodinase. Have you heard of that? But Neutrodyne won't do that. Any other form of iodine will do that, but not our Neutrodyne. Our Neutrodyne will not shut off your thyroid conversion of T4 to T3 through the 5' deiodinase.
And so is diatomic iodine found in Lugol's?
Yeah, all the other iodines are diatomic.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
It's a lower energy state.
Mm-hmm. And then, so is that why the dosage on like such as Lugol's is in milligrams rather than micrograms?
Yeah, well, the amount of drops you need to take. I think how much is in each one drop of Neutrodyne? I think it's like 110 micrograms. It's very, very low. What?
Yeah, 200 micrograms.
Yeah, it's really, really low. So when you're taking, let's say, for thyroid, 5 drops or up to 10 drops twice a day, the dosage is itty bitty. And that's all you need. You don't need massive dosages because it's in a high energy state, so it's going to do what it's going to do, and it's not going to make you toxic.
Right.
So you don't get hyperthyroid or shut down your thyroid if you take any other. For example, if you were taking, after Fukushima Daiichi, a lot of people were getting iota caps, and the government actually had to shut it down because a lot of people, if they start taking iodine, they not only are going to get hypothyroidism, they can actually start attacking the retina in their eye.
Wow.
That's because they're taking toxic dosages of diatomic iodine, not our low dosages of monoatomic iodine that actually do the exact opposite of what you'd expect. They actually help your mitochondria. They help to kill pathogens. They help to stabilize the redox state of your tissues. So you don't see that with these other forms. Lugol's and so-called nascent, I don't like to refer to it as nascent. I call it Edgar Cayce Tesla-activated monoatomic plasma iodine. It's a longer term. It's a plasma high-energy state iodine with the electrons in the outer orbital of the monoatomic plasma state, which, by the way, is the atomic resonance form that stimulates your DNA. So, in fact, your DNA is always stimulated by the plasma form of a monoatomic iodine, not diatomic.
And so your Neutrodyne is actually many times more readily absorbed by cells than something such as Lugol's because of that higher state that it's in?
Absolutely, yeah. And also it's going to stimulate the genetics, your DNA, to stimulate and make new mitochondria and stimulate proper mitochondriogenesis.
I see. And so we talk about how Neutrodyne can correct hypothyroidism, and I was, previously asking you if it can...
It also stops breast lumps. We have women that we tell them put the Neutrodyne on their breasts along with pregnenolone cream, and it'll stop the benign breast lumps in their breasts.
Oh, to put it on topically?
On topically on your breast, and it'll stop the breast lumps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because my friend was actually saying that she had some fibrocystic breasts, and she was
and one, at the lumps. And that's right. You can put topically right on your breast tissue, just spread it around, boom. It'll start to make the fibrocystic breast disease go away.
So what does it actually do to that tissue there that it allows it to fix that?
Well, firstly, it allows three things to happen. Number one, it allows the proper hormone conversion in the breast tissue. Number two, it changes the redox state of the tissue so it's no longer acid, it's alkaline. And number three, it helps to catalyze the hormone conversion in the breast tissue itself, which literally utilizes these hormones, pregnenolone and DHEA, to convert to female hormones. So the fact is the body responds when it gets the proper redox state. And it also kills off stealth pathogens. So if you have a stealth pathogen growing in your breast glands, it's going to cause inflammation. So it does a whole lot of things when you take it, but it's actually going to involute fibrocystic breast disease and actually make the glands go back to normal.
I see. So talking, the breast, it makes me think about nursing mothers and how can Neutrodyne help, let's say, production of the correct antibodies be passed on to their, newborn?
Well, they're going to have a higher and more vigorous immune system. One of the things mm-hmm. that happens if a baby's mother is hypothyroid and she has a baby, their brain will be mm-hmm. microcephalic. It'll be smaller head size, and they'll actually be in a state of neonatal hypothyroidism, which is very dangerous and can cause permanent brain damage and mental retardation. So taking Neutrodyne during pregnancy is very important to make sure that the child doesn't have intrauterine hypothyroidism.
Mm-hmm. And do you think like a larger dose of, what kind of dosage does that look like if someone's pregnant?
I would say just 5 to 10 drops twice a day in water.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the leading causes to prevent mental retardation, isn't that correct?
Yeah, they discovered that many years ago. That's why we have iodized salt. But iodine and salt is not diatomic, not monoatomic, and it's So it's very poorly absorbed. But, you know, they think they've partially fixed it by putting iodine in salt because in certain parts of, say, the central United States, like the Ohio Valley and southern Ontario, Canada, the iodine levels in the soil are so low that there are soil, mineral-depleted soils that when you eat food there, it's going to cause hypothyroidism and it's going to cause these syndromes and neonates that can cause microcephaly.
Wow.
Interesting,
that,
eh?
That is, yeah, that is something that I'm, a lot of people say they're doing their iodine salt. I don't think it's sufficient.
No, it's not sufficient. It's also not a good form of iodine.
Mm.
Excellent. Stay right there. We'll get you a schedule up for next time. Firing line. Michelle will be here in just a moment. We're going to go over a lot of your questions. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. Hour 3 coming up.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.